Hi, and thanks for watching this video on Tracepoints, a better way to console.log. I'm Andy Stones. I'm a program manager here at Microsoft, and I work on the developer tools you see in Edge or Internet Explorer, as well as the developer tools you see in Visual Studio for debugging HTML JavaScript applications, be it like on Cordova or UWP platforms. Today's topic is all about Tracepoints and how you can use them to better instrument and better debug your code. I'm sure you've heard of console.log and have probably spent many a day using it. Well, Tracepoints are a huge improvement on that. They're, as I like to think of them, a marriage between breakpoints and console.log, which will make your life much easier. And so today, I'm just going to be doing a demo of them in a very simple application to show off the features of the dev tools. And hopefully, you'll walk away with some, how should I say, have some more knowledge about how to use the tools so you can be more productive and better use the tools in the future. So let's skip straight to the demo. There's enough of me waffling on the slides. Okay, so. Let's find the right demo. Tracepoints. So what I've got here is a fairly simple application that all it's really doing is trying to calculate a prime number for the numbers 1 to 10, which isn't the most useful thing. But the important thing here is imagine that you've got an application that's probably very complicated, and some parts of it might not even have UI, so there's not an easy way for you to debug it. So for example, you know, it doesn't have an output, or it's just a component. And so like traditionally, you could either use a breakpoint and step. But breakpoints don't always work, especially if you're using loops and things like that, because it's cumbersome to sit there, press, you know, or F5 and continue repeatedly. So you might have like added a console.log. Perhaps you prefer using the console as a way to interact with your page. And of course, console.log, dead simple. Change it in your text file, or your text editor, deploy it, refresh your site, bingo. Go ahead and use it, and hopefully remove it before you ship it. But still, that's a bit cumbersome, because of course you got to deploy and you got to remember to remove it. And there's been plenty of people and plenty of sites that have shipped without removing console instrumentation, which, while might have a small perf overhead, is generally pretty benign, except, of course, in some older browsers where the console.log and other APIs aren't supported, so you get an exception, which can, of course, be very bad for your application. So this specific demo, what I'm going to do is show you how to use tracepoints. Now, the first thing to think about tracepoints is they're just like breakpoints. Let me just close the file picker. So you use them much like you use breakpoints. You use the context menu here, and you can see insert tracepoint. You can also do it at the gutter. And of course, just like breakpoints, the gutter for each line will align the tracepoint to the first statement in that line. But Edge dev tools for a long time have supported the concept of per statement breakpoints. So if you have a line with many statements inside it, just use the right-click context menu and go ahead and insert the tracepoint hit there. So what I'm going to do is right-click Insert Trace. So you can see you've got this little text box here to enter what you want to trace. So I could go ahead and insert something really boring, like a string, like hi. Okay, that's something. And you can think of that text box as basically everything that goes between the parentheses for console.log. And then over here on the right-hand side, in my breakpoints window, if I just expand out the breakpoints window here a little bit, you'll see that you've got a tracepoint. So like I said, it's a kind of like a marriage between a breakpoint. So here, just like a breakpoint, you can go ahead, you can delete it, disable it, and of course it's saved after you refresh and even after you close down the tools. But the nice thing about this feature is what it does when you actually use it. So let's go ahead and press this button. And so of course what it's gone and done is logged the word hi to the console, which is a start. It's not the most interesting thing, but it shows you that you can get information from, you can cause your app to log essentially to the console without having to modify it. And again, you can go off and disable that and nothing will happen, which is cool. So that's really useful, of course, when you create many of these and you want to, if you've created a few console logs, it can get a bit noisy. So here you can turn them off and tweak them on and off as you want. But the real power isn't just in, of course, logging strings, it's in logging data, locals, variables. So here, what you can do, of course, is log something like test results, which is the output to it. You could log the number to test and any of the local data. So much like a breakpoint, this particular, input has access to all the locals that you would as if you were at a breakpoint or if your code was executing at this point in time. And you can go ahead and log them. In fact, you can even log things like window. So again, this time when I press it, what I'm going to see is three different variables. It's just like I sent those three to console.log. So tracepoints, the first value is false, then it's 10. So 10 is not a prime number, but also I logged window, very specifically just to show an example that you can log an object. And of course, you can inspect the object just like you would if it's the console. But because this is essentially the same as console.log, it's not just strings and numbers that we can log like that. We can also use some of the formatting that exists in the, inside the console. So if you're familiar with console.log, you might know that it has like argument substitution, where in this case, what I can do is paste in some long text. As you can see here, I've got this like percent %i, and then I pass in parameters like additional arguments, like the number to test. And of course, it will substitute the percent %i, which is the integer number, with that. And I'm also branching just to be extra complicated with a ternary operator to say if something's not a prime number or is a prime number. So this is just an example of some rich logging. And now when, of course, I go ahead and do it, let me just stop looking at that. You can, of course, see this rich string. And the nice thing there is that you can customize this just like you would look at console.log. So it has all the same features that console.log has, except it's combined with breakpoints. So you can manage it, add it, remove it, disable it, just like you would a breakpoint. The other thing about trace points is they're not just applicable to to code. Like, you know, in this case, we bound to this line of code, but you can also, using this icon right here, the trace point with a little lightning strike, add an event trace point. And what that is rather than tracing on just a line of code, trace when an event happens. So a great example of this is inputs such as mice and keyboard, or timers and stuff like that. And it's really powerful for things like here, I've got this little mouse move area where it's listening to mouse move. So if I was to use a breakpoint, that'd be super noisy because every time you move your mouse, it'd break. So here, I just select the event I want to listen to. And this is the list of all the events supported, so mouse move. And I can, again, log data. So in this case, I can log argument 0, which, so the nice, one of the things to keep in mind about event trace points is they happen before your code executes, before your handlers execute, and things like that. So because of that, if you had like an argument of event and stuff, that isn't available. But what is the arguments property. And that has is an array of all the arguments that are passed into the event. So if I was just to log this, just for the sake of argument, so you can see it. And now when I move over the console, we get hundreds of these things. You can see that it's just got one length because it's a mouse event, so it just has the one parameter. And inside here, you can find what you normally expect, like the client properties, client X, client Y, stuff like that. But what you also can do, of course, is you can just skip some of that stuff and just log. Like if I change this again using this little edit trace message, rather than logging arguments directly, I could, of course, use argument 0. Now I've discovered what to log, press OK, and now go to the console and collapse what I was looking at. And you can see, let's just clear it so it's easier. There's lots and lots of these things. So it's a really simple way to log input, or in this case, mouse move events, but any other kind of event that could be happening in your system. And again, the really nice thing here is you add it as a debugging time operation through the tools, rather than modifying your source code, which is obviously a permanent change that you should probably back out, so you don't ship with it. And this is, like I said, just like all breakpoints, it's persisted, so it's there when you close and reload the tools. So let's go back to the slides to wrap up. So yeah, we briefly talked about trace points, which are a really powerful way to get the power of console.log without having to modify your code, kind of like using console.log combined with breakpoints. We also looked at event trace points, which are an easy way to log to the console data that's happening inside an event because an event fired. So things like mouse move, mouse click, but it could be any sort of event. So a really simple way to add some tracing instrumentation into your application without having to modify and redeploy it. Okay, so what next? So do follow us on Edge DevTools. We have tips twice weekly, little GIFs and stuff that show you some nifty features in the tools. You can also tweet at us at Edge DevTools. Always happy to answer questions. If you want to vote on features, like we really do encourage you to vote on the features you'd like to have in the tools, please go to our user voice, vote there, and we'll take that into account when we look at what we're gonna do next on our backlog. Lastly, if you're interested in more docs and guidelines and that sort of thing, we have them up on OSDN. We've got a redirect here to edgedev.tools, and you can go find out more videos like this, as well as some documentation, docs, and things like that. And of course, you can always find me at Andy Stearns on Twitter, and I'm always more than happy to answer any questions you might have. Thank you very much for your time. We hope you enjoyed watching this video.